If you miss this episode, you won't know what everyone is talking about in the morning.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey everybody, it is Delta Park Gets Lost, your extra special super show about that show Lost on ABC. I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna, and wow, we did not like that at last episode.
We're talking about Season 3, Episode 9, A Stranger in a Strange Land. Sorry we're a little late, but we were honored this week to actually be presenters at the Oregon Film and Video Board's New Media Workshop, so we were a little out of commission for a while, but we're getting the show up a little late, but
that's okay, because
really
the episode
gives a rat's ass.
Didn't matter. You know, if it would have been something big and exciting, you know we would have stayed up till all hours of the night to do the show, but it, you know, wasn't that great.
So this is a Jack-centric episode, and there were three big mysteries revealed. Anna,
right.
What were they?
We learned what Jack's tattoos meant.
All right.
Big mystery. That was number one on my list, for sure. Then we also learned where the people are who were taken by the others.
Kind of. We learned that Cindy's alive.
Yep.
I guess if that was a big mystery.
And a kid, one of the kids. And, oh wait, I don't know what the third mystery was. The stupid promos leading up to that episode, Stranger in a Strange Land, said three big mysteries will be solved, or three big questions will be answered. Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Which just leads more, don't listen to the damn promos, because they're in complete opposite of what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And the promos so far have been like, oh, here's what's happening in a month or happening next week, or it's a big mess.
And last week they made it, I mean, I think that these people who write the promos need to watch the show first. That'd be cool.
So I'm making up that the third mystery that they thought maybe they were resolving is, who did Kate really choose? She really chose Jack. But we kind of knew that anyway. She just sort of had sympathy sex with Sawyer because she thought he was going to die, and that kind of comes out.
Yeah.
But
I'm yawning as you're saying it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because their whole thing, well, we'll get into that, but their whole thing this time just was really annoying.
Yeah. They were just trying to kill time because they didn't want them to reunite with the rest of the Losties until next week.
Right.
So it was just a whole big time suck, the Kate and Sawyer storyline. Really? Seriously, what'd you get out of that?
Just a little fighting, a little tough love with Carl.
Yeah, and then he left.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So let's dive into mystery number one, the tattoos and the flashback. You just want to play the clips first and we'll talk about it?
Sure. I think Jack goes to, oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead. Look, you're in charge
you
of this
show. You
said
that and then I started talking.
Oh, I said, let's play the clip and then you start talking.
That's so exactly what happened.
We won't edit this out. Okay, this is the real Anna and Jason, right, Bob?
Good dun gone day at say young.
But I can say right now that Isabel drives me crazy.
Oh, she was overacting it just a bit.
Oh, God.
Who am I?
You're a leader. A great man. But this makes you lonely. And frightened.
So hot.
He walks amongst us, but he is not one of us. Your tattoos, that's what they say.
That's what they say. It's not what they mean.
Okay.
So what do they mean then? What she said?
Yeah, that's what they literally mean. He thinks they have the other meaning, and then of course the real world meaning that we don't really care about.
Yeah, but doesn't matter.
So Jack goes to Phuket. or as I like to say, oh, I can't say that at all, get yeah. bleeped. And he goes there to find himself and explain the tattoos to us. And he finds this Kanky Thai girl who I couldn't understand a word of what she said through the whole thing, who had this gift, which I think we really knew what her gift was, but they explained her gift as something else.
Right.
And gets him marked as an outsider. And so we went through those clips. And I guess, okay, whoop-de-doo. What does that mean? I guess you go back to now the correlation. Usually when there's a flashback, it's used as a storytelling device that sort of kind of mirrors what's happening to the character on the island at the same time. So if you look at that, yeah, he is a stranger in a strange land because he's the only Lostie that's left over in Otherville. He's got certain talents and he's sort of looked at as some oddity. And the same thing happened back when he was in Thailand. And then, of course, which makes us wonder, and I'll stop talking in a minute, just interrupt me, Anna, if you'd like, makes us also wonder as to why he decides to save Juliet, because it's almost like a correlation back to, did he do something to hurt this girl in Phuket that made her get in trouble, and so now he's just trying to redeem himself?
I don't know,
because then he got marked, now Juliet got marked, sort of the same symbolism. I don't know, Anna.
But it seemed like it was just that simple. Oh, they're both marked now. As outsiders, you know?
Maybe.
That seemed like that was the whole point of the story. I don't know if something happened to the chick in Phuket because she gave him a tattoo. I don't know.
And she didn't really write on him what she should have written on him. Yeah. And so I don't know if that helped her or not. And I don't understand what the actual, you know, traditions and things behind that are. But I don't know if the writers of Lost understood it either. So why is Jack trying to save Juliet? Is he just messing with him? Does he feel guilty because she went and got, you know, Jack or Sawyer and Kate released?
Well, he just doesn't want anyone to get killed.
I guess.
Because she was trying to help his friends. So, yeah, I think that's pretty basic.
And then Ben says something, and when he decides to... So when he goes in to save her, of course, he has to give Ben something else. So he decides he's going to help him. And so let's play that little clip, because there's two little nuggets in there that are kind of interesting.
The cavalry has arrived at last.
I'd be much more impressed with you people if you had a good surgeon.
We had an excellent surgeon, Jack. His name was Ethan.
Had a very serious infection, Ben. That infected tissue needs to be reincised, debrided, and you need to be very closely monitored from here on out. There might be nerve damage or any number of other complications. You might not walk again.
Your bedside manner leaves something to be desired, Chad.
Well, then, it's too bad you're stuck with me.
Am I?
You need a doctor, Ben. Someone to stay with you. Bring you back to good health.
And here we go again. I've already given you a ticket off this island, Jack. What's it gonna cost me this time?
Right now, your people are in a room deciding whether or not to execute Juliet. You're gonna stop it.
Juliet doesn't care about you, Jack. Doesn't matter what she's done, no matter what you think. She's one of us.
Well, I mean, any scene with Ben is good.
But, yeah, he's good.
But the two big things there, Ethan was their doctor, which is interesting because it also then goes back to the whole time when he's taking care of Claire over in the medical hatch. Evidently, he's going to be the doctor that takes the baby.
Yeah.
And gives it a better life.
Right. He's Ethan, the doctor / kidnapper.
Right. And then the other thing is, he says, why are you trying to save Juliet? She doesn't care about you. She's one of us. And so that sort of leads to me to think that, well, she's not really one of them. And does that mean that he'll never get Ben's trust or every other doesn't like him? That there's always going to be this separation between the good ones and the bad ones?
I don't know.
Thanks for inside out. Thanks. Okay, we're grasping at straws.
I think
trying
he's
to come
just
up with a good
trying. I thought that Ben was just grasping, also just trying to get Jack to not trust Juliet, and maybe he does have every reason to trust Juliet.
That's true.
So I don't know. Another thing that he said was, you know, I promised you a ticket off this island. Well, they got off the island. Is that as far as Jack's going
to
go?
Right. And now that he's going to take care of him, they're going off to Fantasy Island, wherever that is.
On some big ocean luxury liner.
Yeah, which is where they have backyards and look up at the stars and
sing that song from, what was that movie?
An American Tale.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I won't sing it. Okay, so mystery two, Cindy and the kids. I don't know why Jack was so mad when he saw them standing out there. Maybe it's because he didn't initially know who she was, because she never made it to the camp. He just sort of saw her on the plane.
Right.
But.
Hey, Jack.
Do I know you? Age 15, you are the stewardess.
Cindy.
What are you doing here with them? I thought you were taken. You were captured.
They're not, it's not that simple.
What are they doing here right now? What are you doing here?
We're here to watch, Jack.
Watch what?
What is that, sweetheart? She wants to know how Anna Lucy is doing.
Are you serious?
What?
If you've got something to watch, Cindy, go watch it!
Maybe, like, I think there was some whispering under there, too.
Yeah. I think he's mad about her just seeming kind of resigned to being there. And maybe they've been brainwashed. I don't know. But she's just, you know, like, oh, yeah. Well, no, we're here. Oh, well, it's not that clear. They're not really bad. He's just like, what's wrong with you people?
Well, and here's the thing. That scene, they say they're solving a mystery. All they're really doing is nothing. We're here to watch. Oh, it's complicated.
Yeah.
They don't explain it. Oh, hey, Cindy's alive. Great.
There they are.
Just piss us off a little bit more. Yeah. Not telling us what's going on.
And by the way, what they're going to watch, it's probably Juliet's hearing. There's a bunch of people in there. And so, whoop-de-doo.
Oh, and so then, we don't have a clip, but when Sawyer's talking to Carl, and that's another thing. They have these two people who have all the information. And they either tell them to go away or yell at them and don't talk to them to get information. So Sawyer's talking to Carl and he says, well, why'd you take the kids? And it says to give him the better life. And sort of the same line that Goodwin always gives, you know, the good ones and the bad ones. But it doesn't really tell us anything. So.
Right. Yeah, that's just kind of lame because they're what's going on here and why are we here? And yet he gets mad and doesn't ask any questions. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting a little annoyed.
Guess that would ruin season three.
Hey, did you guys notice that Lost ratings are down, way down, on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock? I think it's because, A, the show is really sucking right now, and B, it's 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, we watch it at 5:30 the next morning.
Yeah, we can't stay up that late. Sorry,
that's devotion.
Side note. Okay, so the Kate and Sawyer, if anybody is still listening to this podcast, Kate and Sawyer, just as time suck, basically, Kate or Sawyer kind of takes charge and tells Kate what to do, and she gets mad, and then he accuses Kate of this.
Are you coming or not?
Should I walk beside you or 10 paces behind you? You've gotten so good at telling you what to do, I can't think for myself anymore.
Don't take it out on me because you feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty.
The hell you don't.
We had to leave Jack behind. I didn't have a choice.
I'm not talking about leaving Jack behind. I'm talking about you and me. I know you did it
because you thought I was a dead man. So don't beat yourself up because the doc's left behind.
I'm not beating myself up.
Of course you're not. So now that we got that out of the way, let's go.
Okay.
Awkward. So she doesn't deny it, and I think that he wished that she would have denied that she regretted that, but she doesn't deny it.
I don't know.
It's true.
That's more your the chick thing than I
She
really
slept
about.
With Sawyer because she thought he was going to die.
Yeah. And it's the typical girl thing to say, you're telling me to do so much, I can't even think for myself anymore. Girls. I tell you what.
Chicks, man.
So, hey, where's Locke, Saeed, Rose, Bernard, Sun, Kim, Paolo, and Nikki?
Well, hopefully we'll get to see all of them, including Paolo and Nikki next week.
Gotta hope so. I know we get to see Vincent next week.
It's the reunion everybody's been waiting for.
Let's listen to another one of the horrible promos.
Next Wednesday, if you miss this episode...
It's dangerous, and there's a very good chance that you will die.
You won't know what everyone is talking about in the morning.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Think to your death.
A mysterious king.
Hey!
A rescue long overdue.
They've got him and we have to get him back. I owe him that. I'm going to get Jack.
And the reunion everyone has waited for. All new Lost. Next Wednesday, 10, 9 Central, only on ABC.
A rescue long overdue?
What?
Jack?
I don't know. It looked like they were saving the polar bear. I couldn't tell. There's that. And then there's the reunion, which is Kate and Son.
Yeah.
Hugging. I guess it's just them coming back. How long have they been gone? I guess they left to go save Walt, and now they're finally getting back.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's a key, and evidently it goes to the Dharma bus,
yep.
So that's going to be fun.
It's Hurley-centric next week, folks, so that's good. Enjoy Hurley.
Hurley's hippie wagon there. Yeah. So that is everything for this week. If you have anything to add, you can certainly call us at 1-206-20-DELTA. Leave us a message on the feedback line. Otherwise, we will catch you hopefully next Thursday night and leave you a show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna.
Seacrest out.
Just listen to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
Dang gone day at say young. Dang cut them hang all day gay at